Right now on VFN TV, we're going to go to AIPAC 2018, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is giving the most encouraging, empowering speech about the good, and he's going to deal with the bad. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
I am so excited about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. You know, he's the Prime Minister of Israel, and it wasn't for him. You know, he kept us encouraged as we were moving, you know, through the last administration.
7 years.
Totally encouraging. As a matter of fact, this is a very encouraging speech from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, AIPAC 2018. Get encouraged. You're going to be encouraged. Check it out.
But the good news doesn't stop merely with Israel's strong military. It continues with Israel's strong economy. It's a tremendously strong economy. And I'll tell you, we made it stronger by moving Israel to free market principles, which unleashed the spark of genius embedded in our people into innovation, entrepreneurship. And there's a revolution taking place. This couldn't happen at the better time. Look at the 10 leading companies in 2006. 5 energy companies, one IT company, Microsoft, and a mere 10 years later, 2016, a blink of an eye in historical terms. It's completely reversed. 5 IT companies, 1 energy company left. The true wealth is in innovation. You know these companies, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook. Guess what? They all have research centers in Israel. All of them, major research centers. And they're not alone, there are hundreds more. And there's a reason, something is going on. It's a great change. It's, you want to hear jargon? It's one sentence. This is a terrible sentence, but I have no other way to say it. It's the confluence of big data, connectivity, and artificial intelligence. Okay? Did you get that?
Yeah.
You know what that does? It revolutionizes old industries, and it creates entirely new industries. So here's an old industry that Israel was always great in, agriculture. We're always good in agriculture. But now we have precision agriculture. You know what that is? See that drone in the sky? He's connected to a big database. And there are sensors in the field. And in the field, there's drip irrigation and drip fertilization. And now we can target, with this technology, the water that we give, the fertilizer that we give, down to the individual plant that needs it. That's precision agriculture. That's Israel. Unbelievable. You know, we were always good in water. I want you to see how good we are. So we recycle almost 90% of our wastewater. The next country with less than 20% is Spain. You can see how Israel, what it does for water, what it does for the environment. So when you take these two things, agriculture and water, and the other technologies that we apply in both, we can change the world. We are. I just heard about an African woman in Africa has to walk 8 hours a day to give water to her children. 4 hours one way to a well, 4 hours back. And a young Israeli company brought in this technology that improves on Moses. Remember Moses? He brought water from a rock. They bring water from thin air. They bring water to Africa, to millions of people in Africa. Israeli technology. And I was just recently in India. That's my friend, Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Great friend. I'm showing him cherry tomatoes. This is in Gujarat, India. This is Israeli technology. And what I heard there was fantastic. Farmers came from the region. There's an experimental farm there and a place where Israel gives technology, know-how, to Indian farmers, 65% of India's population are farmers. And one farmer after the other gets up and says, because of Israeli technology, I've increased my crop yields and my income 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Israel is changing the world in India, in Asia, in Africa, in Latin America, everywhere. These are the old industries. Now they're new industries. Israel is literally, how can I say this? Israel is literally driving the world. I'm talking about autonomous vehicles. Israel is a world leader in autonomous vehicles. 500 tech companies that sprang out almost instantaneously. And one of them, Mobileye, up there on the left, was just sold to Intel for the paltry sum of $15 billion. But the interesting thing is that Intel said to them, here are the keys to our 30 worldwide autonomous vehicle businesses. You run it. Israeli technology is driving the world. And one last industry, there are many more, but one more that you're all familiar with. You have bank accounts? You should. Okay. Well, you don't want anyone hacking into them, right? Or into your cars, or into the planes you ride. You need cyber security. Everybody needs cyber. Israel has become a world leader in cyber security. Look at how much they invest in the hundreds of Israeli startup companies, tremendous companies. But here's another factor that you should know. Israel's population is how much? Who knows? Class? 8 million. It's closer to 9, but it's about between 8 and 9 million. That's correct. And what percentage of that is of the world's population? Oh, come on. It's 0.1%. So what percentage do we get of the world global investment in cybersecurity, in private investment in cybersecurity? We're 0.1% of the world's population, and we get a whopping 20% of global private investment in cyber. We're punching 200 times above our weight. Not 2 times, not 10 times, not 100 times, 200 times above our weight. That's one heck of a punch. Very strong. Now here's how the dots connect. Because we have this tremendous capacity for security and intelligence, and because we have this tremendous capacity for civilian technology, for making the lives of people richer, safer, more productive, many countries are coming to Israel because they want to share with us these benefits. And that creates the third great change, which is a flourishing of Israel's diplomatic relations around the world. You know, when I joined the Foreign Service 105 years ago, as the DCM to this city, Washington, the number two in our embassy, I think we had about 80 or 90 countries with whom we had diplomatic relations. Now the number is 160, and there are very few countries left. By the way, what are we doing with Greenland? We got to do something with Greenland. Where's my advanced team? Go to Greenland. They must have some satellite needs or something that we could do there. But we are coloring the world blue. I've been to Africa 3 times in 18 months. I've been to South America, Latin America. Can you imagine in the 70 years of history of Israel, a prime minister of Israel never went south of Texas? I mean, I love Texas, but yeah, I do. But we went to Argentina. We went to Argentina, to Colombia, to Mexico, and they say, come back, we want more. That is changing. All these countries are coming to us. India, China, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, all of them. Azerbaijan, Muslim countries. First time I visited Australia, tremendous. Far away though. So we're coloring the world blue. And you know what? The numbers, you remember people talked about Israel's isolation? Remember that? Israel's isolation. Pretty soon, The countries that don't have relations with us, they're going to be isolated. There are those who talk about boycotting Israel. We'll boycott them.
It is amazing what's taking place. I'm telling you, Israel's been such a, you know, the Lord said before, way before any of the present day Jews are here, to the first Jews, he said, listen, I'm going to make you a blessing, and you're going to be a blessing to the nations. Even today,
yes,
to this very day, thousands of years later, God is still blessing the world through Israel. I mean, look at all that blue you saw across. It was amazing.
Coloring the world blue.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
And, you know, and the enemy wants to keep that knowledge away from you. And that's why we're making that a part of VFN TV. So you know where this technology is coming from. When you think about cherry tomatoes, Israel. When you think about drip irrigation, that's Israel. When you think about facial recognition, that's Israel. When you
drone
think about
security.
Drone security, that's Israel. It just goes on for days. And they're giving it away to so many people. This driverless car, it's called Mobile Eye. That was actually invented in Israel. And so it's just, and Intel owns it today, but it's amazing how they're truly being a blessing.
They're setting an example because the church can learn from that example.
Yeah, we're supposed to be a
share
blessing.
Share the resources, be a blessing, be a blessing, share with the nations,
and
watch everyone just receive and be blessed as a result of it.
Truly. Listen, we want to hear from you. You know, we're going to continue after this break to hear from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but we want to hear from you right now. I mean, comment below. Let us know your thoughts about this. This is exciting days. The truth is out. That Israel has been a blessing to the nations of the world, and that President Trump and America is friends, the greatest friends probably they've ever been,
ever,
of Israel, and good things are taking place in the world. But, John, what's after this break?
Well, listen, we get back from this break, we're going to continue with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he shares that darkness is descending upon the region, and it has to do with Iran and what Israel is going to do to stop it. You don't want to miss it. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
The church needs to be leading the way in this conversation.
Where is the church?
The church is totally silent about race. We are ourselves dysfunctional in our ability. We're family, but we're a dysfunctional family because we cannot talk about the elephant in the middle of the room.
Right.
And until we do, then the people in the street are taking up the conversation. And I think that they are God's judgment on a silent church.
Oh.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners. a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a moment at the AIPAC 2018 speech. This is so powerful to understand that President Donald Trump has been given some sort of wisdom to be able to resolve what's happening in the Middle East, which I don't know who could actually do that, but it's like God is moving. This whole nuke deal that was actually signed by the previous president has been a bad deal, a sour deal, automatically brings, you know, Iran into the nuclear weaponry. And the former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, reports are that he wasn't in agreement with the president on this particular nuke deal. But remember, the president said, notice everything he said he's going to do, he's doing. And he said he was going to either fix this deal or nix it. He's going to fix it, you know, because right now they will end up with nuclear. As a matter of fact, we'll let Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tell you, this is the 2018 AIPAC speech where he's talking about the dark times that are coming over Israel. At the same time, those good things are happening. Take a look.
So, the good news is very good. And it's getting better. The bad news, and that's the bad news, is that bad things are getting worse, and they're very bad. And when I talk about that, we have to deal with this challenge. And I'm thinking specifically, what do we do about Iran? The force behind so much of what is bad is this radical tyranny in Tehran. If I have a message for you today, it's a very simple one. We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. When I last spoke here, I tried to warn the world about a nuclear deal that was a threat to the survival of Israel, the security of the region, the peace of the world. I warned that Iran's regime had repeatedly lied to the international community that it could not be trusted. I warned that the deal gives Iran a clear path towards developing a nuclear arsenal in little more than a decade. And I warned that by removing Iran's sanctions, Iran's regime would not become more moderate and peaceful, but more extreme and belligerent, much more dangerous. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what has happened. Here is what Iran is doing today. Can you enlarge that? No? Can you see that? Yeah, okay. Well, darkness is descending on our region. Iran is building an aggressive empire. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Yemen, more to come. Now Iran is seeking to build permanent military bases in Syria, seeking to create a land bridge from Tehran to Tartus on the Mediterranean, and in addition to moving its army, its air force, its navy to Syria to be able to attack Israel from closer hand, it's also seeking to develop, to build precision-guided missile factories in Syria, in Lebanon, against Israel. I will not let that happen. We will not let that happen. We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. Last week we read in the Book of Esther about an earlier Persian attempt to exterminate our people. They failed then, they'll fail now. We will never let Iran develop nuclear weapons. Not now, not in 10 years, not ever. President Trump has made it clear that his administration will not accept Iran's aggression in the region. He has made clear that he too will never accept a nuclear-armed Iran. That is the right policy. I salute President Trump on this. And the president has also made it clear that if the fatal flaws of the nuclear deal are not fixed, he will walk away from the deal and restore sanctions. Israel will be right there by American side, and let me tell you, so will other countries and the region. As we counter Iran's aggression, we should always remember the brave people of Iran, their suffering, their hopes, their courage. Women are jailed for removing their hijabs. Students are tortured and shot for advocating freedom. We stand with those in Iran who stand for freedom. Now, I believe that a day will come when this horrible tyranny will disappear, will perish from the earth, and at that point, the historic friendship between the people of Israel and the people of Persia will be reestablished. Today we have Haman. Tomorrow we'll have Cyrus. And friendship and peace. My friends, as we work together to confront the bad, there's also potential to advance the good that paradoxically comes from the bad. Because most of the state in our region know, they know very well, believe me, that Israel is not their enemy, but their indispensable ally in confronting our common challenges and seizing our common opportunities. This is true for Egypt and Jordan, Israel's longtime peace partners, but it's also true for many other Arab countries in the Middle East. Israel remains committed to achieving peace with all our neighbors, including the Palestinians. President Trump has made it clear that he is committed to peace. I have made it clear that I'm committed to peace. We appreciate the efforts of President Trump's superb team, Jared Kushner, Jason Greenblatt, and Ambassador David Friedman. Thank you all. Thank you all for your hard work for peace. But to get peace, President Abbas has to embrace peace and to stop supporting terror. Raise your hands high if you agree with me that President Abbas should stop paying terrorists who murder Jews. You know how much he pays? He pays about $350 million a year to terrorists and their families each year. That's about a little less than 10% of the total Palestinian budget. That's an incredible number. He pays Hakim Awad. Hakim Awad is the terrorist who murdered this beautiful family of Ehud and Ruth Fogel and their three children, including a three-month-old baby girl, Hadass. So he pays Hakim Adas, this murderer, and over the lifetime of this killer, he will be receiving $2 million. I have a message for President Abbas. Stop paying terrorists. Because what message What message does this send to Palestinian children? It says, murder Jews and get rich. And I believe President Abbas should find better use for this money to build roads, schools, hospitals, factories. Build life. Don't pay death. Invest in life. Invest in peace. Israel hopes that the passage of the Taylor Force Act will make clear to President Abbas that America has zero tolerance for terror.
Zero tolerance for terror. Listen, this is so encouraging when you see this. Yes, darkness is coming, and prophetically, you know, the scriptures say that all nations will turn against Israel. Thank God that America's not, and the fact that some people are saying prophetically that God is dividing the sheep and the goat nations right now. This issues are bringing, dividing the sheep and the goat. And yet the Lord says, whoever's on my right hand will be the sheep, whoever's on my left hand will be a goat. And he's talking about those that stand for God and those that don't stand for God, standing for Israel, standing for God. And the context of that, and it doesn't end well for the goats, but you can make a decision, you know, and support your government to get behind Israel and support Israel, because it's about freedom, it's about democracy, it's about blessing everyone, and most of all, it's about honoring God and what He said. Listen, we're about to go to a break, but we want to hear your comments. Comment below. Share with us how this speech has encouraged you and inspired you and informed you. And we just love to hear them. Even post your prayers below. John, what's next?
Listen, we get right back from this break. We're going to have more on Israel, and you don't want to miss it. Join.
We'll be right back. For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
I'm sure you've noticed that we human beings tend to worship youth and beauty, and most of us fear and dread getting old and wrinkled. But it hadn't always been that way. There was a time when age was associated with wisdom and experience. In fact, some of the greatest accomplishments in history were achieved by those who were very late in life. Immanuel Kant wrote one of his best philosophical works at the age of 74. Verdi penned his classical Ave Maria at 85. Alfred Lord Tennyson was 80 when he wrote Crossing the Bar. Thomas Edison filed for his final patent at the age of 83. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes issued some of his most brilliant rulings at the age of 90. Titian painted the famous Battle of Lepanto at the age of 98. And Ronald Reagan was the most powerful man in the world at 77. Generally speaking, older people today are healthier than people were in the past, and it's foolish to squander their talents. And while we're on the subject, I want to tell you it bugs me a little that television advertisers are only interested in the younger set. Isn't a tube of toothpaste or a pad of paper sold to an 80-year-old just as profitable as one pitched to a kid? I submit that it is. Life does not fall off a cliff at 49 years of age.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This has been a powerful program. We're about to close it. I want to be able to pray for you. But a powerful program. So we're seeing Israel and America stand together during these days, and others are beginning to come together in support of what's right, with freedom and democracy. And it's just amazing to see this take place, because it was so different, you know, 14 months ago or
That's
so.
Right.
But hey, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray for our community right now. I just pray a blessing upon them, God. Anybody that's sick right now, I pray healing over their body, Father God. Those that are going through difficulty in relationship, Father God, I pray that you would begin to heal that division, Father God, and bring them together again. Father God, and we thank you for what you're doing in Israel. We pray a blessing over Israel, God. And we thank you right now. We just speak out by faith and decree. We decree in Jesus' name that abortion has ended, and revival's here, and third great awakening is here. We just speak it out in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about Him, to know of Him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship,
because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing. At iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan. And it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding, and that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.